Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean, the natural vet, who's an integrative holistic vet who's here to help you make good decisions for your pet's wellness. We love cats and dogs and the people who care for them. We're here every week to take your calls about your pets, and we'll answer on the air any question you send us to radiopetlady@gmail.com and send your mailing address for a sample of Whole Life Pets freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs, radiopetlady@gmail.com. Please check out all the wonderful pet shows I co-host every week on our network. Check out the schedule at radiopetlady.com. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is a production of Eight Paws LLC, and Dr. Sean Messonnier, DVM PC, which are solely responsible for its content. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, companies we've invited to be here. Our number is 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 888-627-6008. And guess what? It's the first Tuesday of the month, so it is the Anne-Marie Sawicki Hour, our fabulous animal communicator. Anne-Marie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sweetie. How are you doing?
Excellent, thank you. Well, tons of people were tweeted and Facebooked and so forth and so on to say this is the night you can talk to your animals through Anne-Marie, or they'll talk to her and she'll tell us what they say. And that's the animals you're living with now, animals of any species. People have done, well, my favorite was the tortoise, but horses or donkeys or, of course, dogs and cats, maybe fish. I don't know that fish will actually talk to Anne-Marie. We'll have to ask about that. But certainly any that live with you now and any that have crossed over the Rainbow Bridge, even all the way back to your childhood. Our number is 888-627-6008. And Anne-Marie, you are babysitting your niece, who's a bull mastiff, right? Your brother's bull mastiff?
That is correct, yes.
Holy
we are having
cow.
A good time together.
How much does Gracie weigh?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's a pretty solid, what are you, about 100? Well, I'm 5'4". When she stands up, she is like even with my thigh. And if she just brushes against me, she pushes me. She's that strong.
Wow. Well, after we've answered some calls from people, I'd like to just know what Gracie's thinking about having her auntie, who's an animal communicator, babysit her. I mean, most dogs can't really communicate with their babysitter or with their auntie or anything. So it's kind of cool. The number here, for those of you that want to join the callers already calling, I do recommend that you dial now and then figure out which of your animals you want to ask about, because it's hard to decide when you've had multiples throughout your life. 888-627-6008. And Hillary is calling in. Hey, Hillary, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. Do you have a question for Anne-Marie?
I do.
Wonderful.
A funny thing happened with my cat Buster last night. And she was just walking down the hallway, and then she just suddenly stopped and literally jumped and levitated and started looking all around.
Ooh.
Now, there was nobody around her.
Ooh.
But I know there had to be somebody that I could not see.
Whoa.
Probably teasing her, because it happens frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And
seriously.
I'm just curious, you know, I asked her who was it. She, of course, doesn't tell me, but I'm hoping maybe she might tell Anne-Marie.
Oh, my God, this is the coolest question. First, what we want to do is ask a description of Buster, who's a girl, from you saying she. So it's Buster the girl?
Buster is a girl, yes.
And
a boy's
describe,
name.
Describe Buster.
Buster is about 10 years old. She's a domestic short hair. She is mainly a white cat with some gray spots on her.
Oh, I love that. And have there been other animals that have lived in your house with her, like in the years that you've had her, in the 10 years? Have you had animals that were also part of your family that are no longer part of it?
Yes. I've had two that were part of my family that are no longer here.
And they did you always
as
live
well
in the same house?
Yes, she's always lived in the same house.
Whoa. And the other two animals, how long ago did they cross the Rainbow Bridge?
One was last year, and the other was about 6-7 years ago. And that the one that crossed 6-7 years ago, she was actually madly in love with.
Oh, what was
she
that kitty's name?
She followed him everywhere. She used him as a pillow.
What was his name?
His name was Jake.
Jake? And had they grown up together as kittens?
No. No, I brought her in off of my porch. I have a feral mama on my porch who I was able to trap and get spayed after she gave birth. And I brought Buster in from her. So she still sees her mom. Her mom lives out on my porch and comes and goes and does what she wants, but she has a safe shelter.
Oh, you're a wonderful cat person. Okay, so so Jake left this sphere of existence 6 years ago. How often have you seen Buster, or have you witnessed Buster having these like see a ghost kind of experiences?
Oh, every so often she will come out of a room and jump and look around, or she'll be sitting there sleeping and in a sound sleep and all of a sudden just jump look around. And I know, it has to be somebody doing something to her.
So it could also be a human.
Her.
Whoa, that's really kind of cool. Anne Marie, any connection with Buster, the white with the gray spots kitty, 10 years old?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Hillary, this is a great question. Thank you so much for bringing this up because, again, this is something that is very normal that happens. There is in everyone's home some sort of activity. Most people are not aware of it, but there are, for lack of better words, beings or an energy in everyone's residence that just happens to be there, whether it was there from a previous owner or from the land, whatever, there is an essence there, if you will. And animals do respond to that. And the fact that Buster, this being that is in your home, is one Buster is telling me when I said, well, after I, you know, introduced myself and how are you doing and, you know, the usual chit-chat, if you will, I said, so what's going on? I understand that you have a playmate that mommy can't see. And he was like, yep, I do, just like that, like he has a secret. And I said, do you want to tell me who it is? And he said, don't you see her? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not there right now. I need you to tell me. And Buster said, it's that beautiful woman. And I said, okay. And what he's trying to show me is that this individual – seems to be older, also very loving. It almost feels like a maternal feeling, a maternal presence. I don't get that it's of any relation to you. I get that this is somebody that's been there for quite some time that just loves the area, loves the home, and just deeply loves animals and is very happy that this person, this being, has a chance to play with Buster, and Buster is aware enough to play back and has been playing with this person for a while. So sometimes Buster will be sound asleep, and all of a sudden he'll wake up and look down the hall and see if something is there. You don't see anything, but they do. So this is very common in your house, so don't flip out or anything. This is not malevolent. It's very benevolent. It's a very loving person.
That's kind of
so
cool,
it's a
right,
human,
Hillary?
Not an animal that's playing with her, then.
I'm sorry, say again, please.
Saying it's a person, not an animal.
That is correct. Yes.
Wow. See, I never would have guessed that.
So, whomever this being
is, and any idea who this person is? Because I really have no idea who it could be.
No, this is a being, as I said, this is a being that's been there for a while. It is of no relation to you. This is somebody that's been there for quite some time that just seems to love the area and loves being in your home and loves playing with Buster.
I'll tell you something weird, Hillary, that happened to me. I mean, if anyone's listening to this and thinking, okay, you're all crazy. I had a house in the countryside in Tuscany. Well, we are all kind of crazy, but these things actually, I mean, if I hadn't experienced it myself the way you have with Buster, where you've seen her like jump out of a deep sleep and be startled. My dogs, one night we were eating outside under a kind of a covered area, and the dog started barking hysterically at something that was high, and we're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, on a hilltop, there was nobody that I could see. And there was someone at the dinner table that was, in Italian, they call them sensitivas, which is what Anne-Marie is, a sensitive, someone who's really tuned in, as was her daughter. Apparently her daughter inherited. I had no idea, but this was someone else's friend came to dinner. And I didn't understand why these dogs were just going. I thought maybe there's a porcupine over there. I didn't know what it could be. And so the young girl had whispered to her mother. The girl was about 20, and she said, "Mama, didn't you see the column of white light?" And it was weird because later when I said to her mother, "So what were the dogs barking at and what column?" She said, "Well, I don't want you to be concerned, just like Anne-Marie did. That's what makes me remember it. Don't be concerned. It's a benevolent being." That's the same word she used. And it's been here for many centuries. I mean, it's Italy, right? It was Etruscan land originally. It's like, okay. And she also, I don't know if she said it was, she also said it was a female. But no relationship to me, nothing to do with me. It was the land, this being like the land was very positive. These were Italian words. So I guess it's the same kind of thing, right, Anne-Marie? I mean,
absolutely, sure.
Wow. So, Hillary, you've seen the cat react. I saw my dogs react. There was no creature there, which is the only thing they would bark at like that. And there were no people walking around in the middle of the hillsides in the middle of the night in the dark.
Right.
So
right.
That's kind of cool. You basically have a ghost, and Buster sees the ghost. Kind of
okay.
Neat. Kind of neat.
It's
a
very,
great
it's
question.
It's very neat. It's just I would like the ghost to maybe stop surprising her when she's sleeping.
I guess that's a fair thing to ask. Have you ever sensed anything yourself, or you just? I mean, I'm one that would never even pay attention. Have you ever gotten any kind of funny feeling?
Not. I have sensed very rarely, you know, on very rare occasions, about an animal presence, but never a human presence here.
And you
cool.
have sensed
so,
something animal there. Do you think it's Jake, the kitty that left 6 years ago, or you aren't even sure? You just feel like there's an animal presence?
It could be Jake. It could be some of the others that have visited my home in the past and are no longer here. My neighbor had some cats, and it could be any number of them.
Right.
But I'm never really sure who exactly it is.
Anne-Marie, does Buster say anything?
Sense.
Can you ask Buster if there's any animals, just out of curiosity? Is she aware of any animal presences?
Hold on 1 second. She kind of swished me off with a flick of her tail, and she's like, "Oh, that's normal," and just like walked away. So obviously they come in and out, if you will, but this other presence seems to pay a lot of attention to Buster, which is why it's like, you know, highlighted in Buster's mind.
Amazing. That's such a cool question, Hillary. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you very much. And nice to know. Say
Buster.
Hi to the friendly ghost.
Yeah,
hi,
exactly.
Buster, the friendly ghost.
Name.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Well, pay attention and see if you can pick up anything yourself. I mean, Anne-Marie says we all have these sensitivities and we're just not tuned into them. So Buster will give you a chance to see if you can feel or experience it too, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Hillary. It's
okay.
A great question. Give Buster a little snuggle for us. Have a great night. If you have a question for Anne-Marie, the number is 888-627-6008. We'll be right back after this break. And Anne-Marie, once years ago on Cat Chat when we were on Sirius XM, you talked about someone like a grandmother had passed away in a house, and the people called in and said that I don't know if it was the dog or the cat, would never, ever, ever walk through that room. They'd go all the way around the room. I don't know if you remember that, but it was really kind of amazing. The grandmother had peacefully died there. years before. So when we come back, see if Anne Marie can dredge up the memory of this. I'll try and remind you of it. But it really stuck with me that this person had died there and the animal had been really close to this granny, but then refused to enter the room, like the presence was still there, would not go in the room, went like a big detour. So we're going to go to a break when we get back. Please do call in if you have any questions about animals you're living with or that were previously in your life. 888-627-6008. We're going to go for a break and be right back. This show is brought to you by Woruva, a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility, so it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Woruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those you're trying to transition away from dry foods. Woruva chooses not to make any dry food because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feelaway diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who have just left their litters. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. You are listening to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. It's the Anne-Marie Sawicki Animal Communicator Night, the first Tuesday of the month. And if you have any question to ask about your pets that you've ever had in your life, 888-627-6008. We were talking about ghosts. And do you remember that story at all, Anne-Marie? It was kind of amazing because this dog or cat, I don't remember which it was, would not enter the room where the grandmother had died. Like the presence was still there. Is that something that...
I think it was a cat, yes.
I think it was a cat. I do think it was a cat. And it would just not... It would just slink around and slink past the doorway. And I guess they're just much more sensitive to presences. Is there a sense... Obviously, not all communicators or sensitives, as they call them in Italy, have the same opinion about this. But is there a sense that... kind of, I guess it's an old-fashioned idea or kind of a Stephen King novel idea, that the presences that stay around the essence of people is when they're unsettled? And the idea of a soul that's not at rest, is that just kind of from a scary story, or is there some sense that that's the case?
It's not necessarily unsettled. Some people who cross, yes, they are unsettled depending on how they crossed, if it was a suicide, if it was a sickness that came on suddenly that they weren't able to deal with or whatever. In that case, yes, the soul would be unsettled. But for a lot of these, for a lot of people who cross over, it's just that there's still a part of them that once they make their full transition and they do come back and check on family members. And again, it could be a family member that we don't even know that we have had, you know, it could have been great, 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 great grandmother or grandfather.
Right.
That has come back to visit just to be sure that everybody in the family is okay and all of that. So, you know, they always say, you know, depending on your belief system, you know, there is a higher being. Well, I always like to think of it that there's a lot of beings around that are
right.
just watching over us and kind of guiding us when they can. It's just that we don't always are able to listen because of all the noise we have going on within us, you know, bad day, things
yes.
at work, pay, you know, stuff like that.
Too much email.
So, yeah, exactly.
And I guess they've made some wonderful Hollywood movies about this. And I think we all kind of want to believe it, you know, mm-hmm. where there's this ghosty person who comes back to kind of guide or, you know, interfere or keep the woman they used to love from marrying somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess with animals, they're very aware of these energy forces, I guess you could call
it. Absolutely, because remember, animals don't have the kind of junk going on with them that we do. They are, you know, they don't have the envy. They don't really have all that jealousy. They don't have the type of stress that we do. A lot of the stuff that they are dealing with, they're taking on from us.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but their abilities, if you will, are a lot higher than ours. They're more like children, where children are so aware when they're young, and they see these things, and, you know, you think, oh, yeah, they're talking to their imaginary friend. Well, it may be imaginary to their parents, but it's not to the child.
Right. Right. Well, there was that great movie with Bruce Willis that at the end it was that the kids saw dead people, and then the punchline was, and Bruce Willis was a dead person.
Exactly.
But we all see those movies, and I think that on some level, those of us that are not tuned in the way you are, and or might even be skeptics the way I sort of am, we totally believe those things. It's funny, when it's laid out as an entertainment, we suspend disbelief and we're not so cynical and we're not so, that could never happen. We're like, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was also Ghost, right? There was that great love story.
You know, I mean, you think just for a moment, just take a page out of our daily life, things that we ignore that we should be aware of. Let's say we're going to work and all of a sudden we get this strong sense, I don't want to take this road. For some reason, I want to take this other road.
Mm-hmm.
And you take this other road and you get to work and you don't know why you took the road. But then when you get to work, somebody says, oh, my God, were you on Route 123? There's a huge traffic jam. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, but I got off. And then you fluff that off. Then later on, you go food shopping and you get the inclination, oh, gee, I don't know why, but I should buy an apple pie. And you buy an apple pie and you bring it home. And all of a sudden, you have people over dropping by. And it's like, oh, you want some coffee and tea? Oh, I got some apple pie. I don't know why I wanted the apple pie, but I bought it. And all of a sudden, there was a need for it. And when people start paying attention to those kind of things, that your inner self, whatever your intuition, whatever you want to call it, starts talking to you and says, you need to do this, and you do it, all of a sudden you realize, oh, my God, there was a reason. You didn't have to know what the reason was at the time, but you figured it out later. So when you start paying attention to things like that, you really realize, my gosh, this happens a lot more than I realize.
Especially premonitions, that sense that you kind of have this thing, you think, well, did I just dream that? Because I'm having deja vu, like I had a feeling this was going to happen.
Right.
Whatever it may be, often bad things, right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You think back to the book Black Beauty. I think everyone, I don't know, it sticks in my mind a lot that Black Beauty, I believe it was Black Beauty, but it could have been one of the other horses, would not take their master over a particular bridge during a storm. Refused, and they were whipping the horse, and moments later, the bridge collapsed, and the horse had a premonition about it, or a knowledge of it, or however you want to put it. And I think we have a sense that we do accept that animals have that sensitivity, but unlike Hillary, a lot of us don't really pay attention, you know? We just think, well, the cat just woke up in a startled sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about transitioning and what it is that happens from a communicator's point of view, when an animal passes away, they don't immediately go across the so-called rainbow bridge and become in that other state, right? There's a period where they transition.
That, and this is apropos because I've just finished going through this with one of my clients where her dog is in the process of transitioning. What happens, unfortunately, is, let's say an animal, I hate this term too, an animal needs assistance to cross over. So once the animal is put out of its misery, all of a sudden that spirit, that essence of the animal, if you will, starts to cross over to a new life, if you will. And they are in the process of doing this for a couple of days. It's not 1, 2, 3. It's a couple of days. But during that flight, they will come back just maybe 1, 2, sometimes 3 times, just to make sure that their people are okay. And 9 times out of 10, people will say during that time, oh, my God, I smelled her, or yes. I heard them coming
or
down
even
the
I
stairs.
Felt her. People have yes. said in all the years that you were doing this on Sirius with me, people would say, I felt something. I felt yes. it like the cat brush against my leg kind of
or
thing.
Or I felt them on the bed with me.
Yes.
Or, you know, mm-hmm. or, gee, I saw the ball was in the living room. I know I put the ball away and the right. ball is in the living room. They will come back and just visit just to be sure that we are okay. Once they're happy that we're okay, they start to make that final transition into their new life space, if you will, as I like to call it. And while they're at the other end, whatever, they're having a party, whatever is going on, at some point, they will come back and visit again. It may not be for a year. It may not be for 2 years. I know people are out there saying, oh, you know, I used to hear or see or feel or sense my
yes.
animal all the time. I don't feel them anymore. Well, it's not that they don't love you, and it's not that that connection isn't there. It's just that their feeling is, you know what, you don't need me as much right now. You're okay. You're in a good space. I'll come back when it's necessary, but it doesn't mean that I don't love you. I still do.
That's a really good point. I'm reminded of a number of times that people called in, and I'm sure people are just listening and interested in this, but feel free to call in and ask about any pets you've had in your life. 888-627-6008, either previously or currently. But that's definitely something that people have mentioned. I remember once a lady called and said, you know, I used to absolutely know and feel that my golden retriever, whose name was whatever, was visiting me. I just knew it. I could practically feel her fur. And now I don't feel it anymore. And you explained it just like that. And she said, well, but I really liked it when she was coming mm-hmm. back to visit, right? I mean, it's
exactly.
like we can't really control it. And your sense of it is the animals want to know you're okay, that you've recovered from the loss of them, or let's say you have a health or a financial or something problem. They're pretty aware of when we're stressed. So maybe they come back when a person is in a stressed condition.
It could be anything, that they just want to make sure that we are fine. Again, it's that unconditional love for us.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are. They're just leaving this plane from being sick or whatever the case may be, and they still love us enough to come back to say, hey, I just want to make sure you're okay.
And what about people who often have that feeling that they think that a pet they loved before has been quote-unquote reincarnated in a pet they have now? That's something that when people have asked that, I've rarely, if ever, heard you say, yes, that is a reincarnation. That is the spirit of your previous pet in this one. Is that sometimes our so-called imagination?
No, what happens is many people believe when they say this, my pet has been reincarnated, is that the pet has come back totally. The total essence has come back into the form of another breed or whatever the case may be.
Right.
What it really means is that there is part of that energy of that animal that has been passed on to this new animal that they have. So when they say, geez, you know, I know I have Sparky, but sure looks like Liam that I had before.
Right.
Or acts like him, or whatever.
Liam. Right.
You know. And then I have people, and I'm sure you've heard this, that said, well, yeah, I have this dog, but he or she is not as good as the one. Not as good, but it's not the same. Well, it's a different dog. You know, it's a different personality. You're not
right.
going to get the same personality all the time. But sometimes the essence will come back. It's not immediate. It usually takes a couple of years if it does show up. So it's not an absolute guarantee that it's going to show up in another animal, but it is an absolute guarantee that once that animal crosses, that love never stops. That love is always with us. They are still connected with us. They may not always come back to say, hey, how's it going? But where they are, they have a sense that, okay, everything is okay, and I'll show up when I need to. But, you know, right now, at this end, I'm having a good time.
And people do report having that feeling. That
yes.
they're sort of being watched over, that they're still connected, that, and then they often doubt themselves. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that's really the value of being able to have a session with you or call in and have a brief communication is to be reinforced and reassured that what you think and imagine is a true love, is a true connection, is a true feeling. Something really is happening.
Absolutely.
So that's just a very wonderful feeling for people, that some people are so stuck in their grief when they've lost a pet that it takes them years to be able to come to some kind of peace with it, which is really, really very difficult.
I was at an event once where it was just filled with dogs and cats and people, and the only reason that I was there was to read the animals to see what type of family it would be best suited for. And when a family would show up that wanted, you know, if somebody showed interest, even if it was bad news, I would have to say, well, you know, they really want a quiet family. They don't want one with three or four kids. You know, thankfully that was respected and honored. But there was a woman there that I was walking across the hall, and I heard so strongly in my head, don't tell her, don't say anything, just don't tell her. And I'm looking around because it was that loud. I thought it was a person. This woman came flying, running at me with a child in one hand and something in front of her in another. She came running down and she said, oh, my God, I'm so glad you're here. I need a reading. And I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm not doing personal readings today. I'll give you my card and you can call me, but I'm not doing readings
today.
You
were just there for an adoption event to help people make a match.
And as I was speaking to her, again, I can hear it in my head. Don't say anything. Don't tell her. Don't tell her. And all of a sudden, she turned this picture around, and I got goosebumps because the picture that she's showing me of this dog is the same picture I have on the side of my head, inside my head. And she said, oh, I really need a session. I really need for you to connect with my dog. I miss her so much. And the woman started crying, and I thought this was recent. And I said, how long has the dog been gone? And she said, 7 years. And I'm like, ma'am? I said, please don't take this the wrong way. I really think you need to see a therapist to help you get over this, because this is not good.
Yeah.
Not the way that you're feeling. I understand your loss and I understand the pain, but you need to see somebody about this. But if you want to call me for a reading, I'd be more than happy to help you, but I can't do anything for you today. And you would have thought that I just slammed the door in her face and she walked away from me. And the look on the child's face, I'm like, I really felt bad. And I felt bad for that kid because I can feel that that child was picking this up too.
Right, all of this anguish.
And all of a sudden, I just took a deep breath and I heard this voice say, and it was her dog, she can't handle anything right now when it comes to me. So even when she comes to you, I'm not saying a word.
Really?
And do you know, the woman, I mean, talk about events, the woman did call. She set up an appointment, and the day of the appointment, she called earlier and canceled. She wasn't going to be able to make it. I never heard from her since.
How weird.
And I thought, thank you, universe, because I don't know how
you didn't know how you were
going
to handle it when you knew for sure that this animal had already told you, I'm not going there.
And the animal was smart enough to know, no, she's got issues.
And she's got to let go. Well,
exactly.
There's a lot of wonderful pet loss grief groups. They have them all over the place. The Animal Specialty Center has it in Yonkers, free. The Animal Medical Center has it in New York City. Every town. There was a wonderful one out in Westlake Village in California. Some of them are free, and some of them you pay some nominal fee. But it's a really, really valuable and useful way to overcome grief when you just can't let go. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, if you have a happy little new puppy, never mind grieving over old dogs that we haven't seen in decades, maybe you want to know what the little puppy's thinking, or a newly adopted cat or dog. 888-627-6008. We'll be right back after this break. Support for this show comes from VaxaCheck. Are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxaCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your vet's office that shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases and needs revaccination or not. VaxaCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxaCheck. for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition, too. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy, inside and out. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Catatrack litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussy cats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. And there are special litters for long-haired and senior cats as well. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. We are back, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, with Anne-Marie Sawicki, animal communicator extraordinaire. And as she was just mentioning, if you don't really want to ask very personal questions on the air, which often happens, but you would love to try and make that connection with a pet you're living with to understand them better, or a pet that's passed and crossed over the Rainbow Bridge at any point in your life, you can go to RadioPetLady.com and you'll see the page for Anne-Marie and how to contact her and make an appointment. Anne-Marie, talk a little, you wanted to talk about cat carriers and give people a little warning because you've learned you don't do lost animals. I think a lot of animal communicators just don't do that, you know, tell where the cat or dog is under a park bench somewhere. Mm-hmm. But you have had a couple of people get in touch with you who lost their kitty because a carrier handle broke, right?
That is correct. What happens is, what a lot of people are not aware of, and honestly, I get it because it's not something we would always check, that, you know, always check your carrier to make sure that whatever is holding that carrier together, any screw, any kind of clip, is really on there nice and tight, especially the handle. What happened recently is that, unfortunately, two people had contacted me regarding lost pets, which I don't do and a lot of animal communicators don't do, for the simple reason that it is so emotionally and energetically draining for us for like a couple of days that a lot of them don't do it. I mean, if you do get one, God bless, use them, but for the most part, most of them don't do it. But yep. What is happening was, in both instances, they were carrying the cat carrier, one of them right out of the vet's office, and what happened was the handle broke, the carrier hit the concrete, and whatever was holding it together, it just broke open, and the cat took off. Cat wound up going into the woods. The next day, the people came back, and they found, I hate to say it, what was left over of the cat from the coyotes in the area.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was sad. The other one, the guy was carrying it right out to the car, and again, the handle broke, it fell, the cat took off for the woods, and that was the end of that. Hasn't seen the cat since. So again, you know, you wanna be smart about this, carry it underneath. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful carriers out there that are very stable and they're very strong, but if you've had yours for a while, or your cat or your dog has gained a couple of pounds because they've gotten older, make sure that the carrier that you do have, you know, is very strong for that particular animal, because I don't want to hear, and I know Tracy doesn't want to hear, this same kind of story happening to you.
Pretty devastating. Well, it's why carriers like Sherpa and Sturdy,
yes,
that have, or Sleepy Pod, which has fantastic ones, they're soft-sided. The hard clamshell carriers that everyone has used forever are so unpleasant and uncomfortable for pets, and cheaply made usually too. The ones where there's a top and a bottom and you have a screw and a bolt, mm-hmm, and a nut and you put them together. Those are just horrible for cats. Cats are much better off in a top opening carrier that zips open. Often there's a little panel on one end or the other that's like a little window with a screen, but they'd much rather be in a bag that sort of is the shape of them, and those kind of carriers don't fall apart or break.
Right, sleepy pods.
And they're much
more
comfortable for the cat. And then you can set them down on the exam table, zip open the top, and the vet or the vet tech can visit with the cat, right, keeping the cat sometimes even in the carrier. One of the problems that happens for people with those hard clamshell ones, besides this problem, which I wasn't even aware of, that they can break apart or the handle can fall off, is that people try to reach in and pull the cat out or shake them out of the carrier, and it's really traumatic. And it's one of the reasons cats hate carriers and hate going to the vet, is really the whole event with the carrier. So it's actually a good opportunity to say, you know, get a Sherpa bag, get something that's, you know, pet friendly but soft-sided, and makes the cat feel really secure. And there's no way those are coming apart. I mean, that's like a well-made piece of luggage. Reiki, Anne-Marie, talk about what Reiki is, because you're a Reiki master. And on Dog Talk, it had more than once an interview with someone who had written a book about Reiki and described it. And it just sort of sounded to me like intentional massage, kind of like loving massage, sending like loving vibes to your pet. But it's obviously something a bit more than that. Can you describe what it is?
Sure. Well, first of all, Reiki is a Japanese word, and I don't want to go into the history of it because I'll be on the phone all night with you. But Reiki for animals is different than it is for people. The reason being is everybody has what's called inside of them energy points, for lack of better words, and as do animals. And what happens is the belief is that when people feel pain, a lot of times the reason is because your energy is blocked and the energy barriers need to be opened up. And what happens is Reiki opens up those barriers. And what it is, it's a high source of energy that comes through the practitioner that is directed towards the person or the animal in front of them. And as well as that person receiving a session of energy, the person who is conducting that session is also receiving the energy. So it's kind of twofold. But it takes a little longer for Reiki to work with people because, again, with all the stuff that we deal with and we hold on to, there's a lot more energy sources within us that have to be gone through for the energy to clean out than there is with an animal, because an animal doesn't have as much as a human carries. Yes, they take on stuff from us, but when you start saying to them, don't take that on, that's not your job, after a while they stop doing it, where we're, you know, people, we're thick-headed, we're just going to keep doing it till we can't do it anymore, or we, you know, have a breakdown and we're stressed out, we get a migraine, whatever the case is. But it's a very beautiful feeling when the energy is going through you and you feel very relaxed, but it works on every level, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. So you can get off the table feeling very, very relaxed, and all of a sudden the next day you're feeling differently, or you start crying over something that came to the surface that you forgot about. That's part of the Reiki, helping to bring stuff to the surface that you need to get rid of that was causing the problem in the first place.
So it doesn't necessarily involve even touching. It can be just, I understand it can even be
really
done a long distance.
It really isn't touching. It's basically waving, for lack of better words, waving the hand over the body and especially the area that is affected. So it's same with people as it is with animals. If they feel hot spots or cold spots, immediately the practitioner knows where the particular area is blocked and knows what they have to do in order to unblock it.
And Reiki is Japanese, but this idea of energy points and blockage is also in Chinese medicine, right?
That is correct, yes.
So that's those are two very, very ancient and august kind of cultures.
Absolutely,
in
yes.
which these ideas of energy flow, and I guess in Chinese medicine it's referred to as the qi, is that energy flow.
That's correct, yep. Mm-hmm.
So there's a parallel even in these two very different Asian cultures, but the same idea of energy. So this book that was, you know, Reiki for Animals, it may have even had that simple of a title, suggested that if I recall this correctly, that if you just were to sit on the floor, or in some cases, I guess, on the couch, depending on how little your animal is, with an animal, that you can kind of send with intention some loving, positive thoughts to them? Is that how it works at all?
Yeah, you can send them, you can send an animal as well as a person positive thoughts, absolutely. But what you're doing is you are sending them positive energy. You are asking for energy from a higher source to come through the practitioner, to be directed towards that being in front of you, whether it happens to be an animal or a person, in order to help them, whatever, to relax, to heal, whatever it may be. A lot of animals, when they start to receive Reiki, will get up and walk away because it's a little too strong for them right away. Some of them, you know, it's like, give me more, give me more. It's like a sponge to water. They love it. Same with some people. They can go day after day taking on Reiki because it feels so good to them. But what I would tell people is, hey, give it 2 or 3 days to, you know, go through your system and do what it has to do before you come back for another session.
So it's sort of like what we might think of as electricity, but
exactly.
It's obviously generated
absolutely
by human thought?
It's not so much by a thought, but by an energy.
So is this
that
something
we're directing
in the same way that we could all become much more sensitive to what our animals are thinking or feeling, and we're just sort of not tuned in the way you're very tuned in? Is it the same thing with this energy flow, that if we were to have intention about it, to really concentrate on doing it, that we could affect it, that we could affect this energy flow to an animal?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. People have to be, when they're being a Reiki practitioner, they have to be attuned to it. But yes, with what you're saying, you can absolutely direct positive thoughts and positive energy towards your animal if it's sick or whatever the case may be. Same with a person. If you have a friend or a family member in your life, they don't even have to be right in front of you. You can direct positive thoughts towards their healing, or that they get a new job, or, you know, that the relationship that they're having a problem with works out.
But that's very different than someone who says, oh, I'll pray for you. Or is it not very different than that? Someone says, oh, I'll pray for you. Oh, your child's in the hospital and not doing well. I'm going to pray for your child. Is that different than saying, I'm going to send positive healing energy?
Well, when somebody says, in essence, I'm going to pray for you, what they're saying, if it's they're going by their religion, what they are doing is asking a higher source, please, can you help this child, whatever the case may be. With Reiki, you are, or whatever, just your own positive intention. It's your own that says, oh, you know, please help that animal to feel better. Help that person to feel better, which is, you know, lack of an, for not having an actual Reiki session, that is a wonderful thing to do.
And have you had anyone do Reiki for you or to you?
Oh, sure.
And you are very aware, because you're so tuned into it, that is it feel like static electricity inside you, or just a burst of energy? What does it feel
what
like?
What it feels like, and everybody feels it differently, but for me, when I'm on that massage table and somebody is doing a Reiki session on me, first of all, you have the most incredible feeling of calm and just relaxation come over you like you've never felt before. It's almost as if you've had a massage without the benefit of a massage.
And is the energy sent from that other person into you?
Yes, that is correct.
And so we all sort of know that there is energy and electricity that's not electricity in the electricity sense,
right. Mm-hmm.
That exists, and yet this is a way that you can focus it and channel it and direct it.
Yes, that is correct.
And any of us can do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's a kind of a really cool thing to be able to know you can give to a dog or a cat who's getting older and has arthritis and is ill, that you can sit there and send the energy. And if animals respond more, I don't know, overtly than we do, and some mm-hmm. might get up and go away. So if you're sitting there and you just begin to really concentrate and think, I'm sending you all this healing, love, and energy, and the animal changes their behavior because of it, whatever, in some way or other, goes asleep if they were awake, wakes up if they were asleep, walks away, That's a way of knowing that you've been effective, right?
Yes, I mean, even if they give you a look like, what are you doing? Or
right.
thank you very much, or they just go to sleep, you know, you don't have to look for it to work. You just have to know that it is going to work.
It's kind of cool. But doing it with an animal, there's no doubt if you've made that connection, you're going to see it in them. They're going mm-hmm. to respond in some way. So
right.
that's a really cool way to sort of double check it. We have to go to one last little break. When we come back, we will be wrapping up. We'll be right back with Anne-Marie Sawicki, Animal Communicator. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. Well, we are back, and I want to ask you something about Scooby-Doo, who just came in while we were on the air, and he never does that. They're usually the dogs just all kind of power down when I'm on the air. He just came in, and I'm wondering if there's something that he wants to communicate. He had surgery 3 weeks ago to have the plate removed from his ACL repair, the TPLO, that had been infected several times over, and I've discussed this a lot on the Expert Vet, the show with Dr. Donna Spector. And he immediately seemed to feel way better, even after having surgery to remove this huge amount of metal from his knee. But he just came in now. You know, he's a very tall, he is 12 and a half, but he doesn't look it. The vet said, God, he looks great for 12 and a half. And he's 99 pounds and very tall, and he has the most arthritic elbows you've ever seen, huge knobby elbows. But he just came in. So I wonder, was there something that he wanted to say?
Is he your Weiner-Reimer?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he does have something to say. He just walked in and he looked at me and he said, would you please tell her to stop worrying? Just tell her to stop worrying. I'm fine. I'm fine. Just tell her I'm fine.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, he did just come in. And, you know, a lot of times when you've given readings for people, they say that their cat jumped up on their lap or their dog mm-hmm. suddenly woke up and came over right when you were doing a reading.
Right.
So he must have – I mean, I've never had any of the animals do that when I was on the air. So I figured he just –
Have you been worrying about him a lot?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Stop, Mom. He's picking it up. He's telling you he's fine.
Well – we've run out of time, but I'm really glad he had a chance to say that to you. Anne-Marie, you're so great. If anybody wants to have a private reading for any of their animals, it's really a great privilege and a wonderful insight into what's going on with them. And I will stop worrying about Scooby-Doo. So you go to RadioPetLady@gmail.com. No, sorry. That's how you write me for a whole life pet treat, which you can definitely also do. Go to RadioPetLady.com. And under Cat Chat and Dog Talk, you'll see how to get in touch with Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, you're terrific. Would you
give
Gracie a big hug for us?
I
think
certainly
a Bull Mastiff
will.
Is a wonderful thing to have as a niece. If you're going to have a niece, it should be a Bull Mastiff named Gracie. Have a great night, Anne-Marie. Thank you,
too,
as
sweetie.
Always, for everything. Lots of love to you, sweetie. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You all for listening. Kiss your kitties. Hug your pooches. Bye for now.